The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
It feels like you guys think I won't start unless you do that. Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is
I love how some people just were making their own chant. They don't need to bother with the existing one. Oh, my goodness. So I just was backstage asking for a mic stand, and I could not have been more clear about just a straight-up mic stand and not one that you use for playing guitars. And then I walked out and saw this. Pretty good prank, Canada. Everybody's so nice here, and then they fuck you. That's how it works. These are the most relaxing director's chairs ever invented. Because you got to really relax on set. I got a script here. Don't panic. Oh, also, just a brief warning. Not a warning, but in these sorts of places, theaters, the exits are clearly marked. There's two here at the front that you came in through. And then here in the back, I think the exit's on this side. And the bar next door decided to build a patio on their bar. And so if you go through that door in the back in a hurry, you're going to think you're trapped. You have to make a left. I go up past some tables, and then there's some stairs, and then there's another door to get out that's not clearly marked. I just want everybody to know that. I know that. Here's another way to know what to do. Follow me, because I'm not going to try to go that way. Back to our regularly scheduled program. Coming to you once again from the Royal Cinema in Toronto, Ontario, Canada! It's a hot Sunday, May 27th, 2018, and you know what else Doug loves besides movies? Name tags. Oh, look. You're in the front row and you're lighting up your name tag. Good call, Charface. Yeah, Charface. That's what I said, I think. Yeah, light up your husband or boyfriend's name tag. Badass, smartass, greatass, dead Paul. I really didn't have to read the whole thing. All right, we got lots of them. That's all I need to know for now. You guys are going to have to bring those out again real soon. Doug plugs, Austin, Texas, Doug Loves Movies, next Saturday, June 2nd at Cap City Comedy Club at 4:20. Then 1 week later, I'm at the Secret Group in Texas on Saturday, June 9th, also at 4:20. And Doug Loves Movies returns to the Gramercy Theater in New York City on June 13th. And we're going to have a gas at the Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis on Saturday, June 16th at 4:20. Pretty typical of me to do 4:20. The last time I was here at the Royal Cinema, the show was, I think it was in the early evening, like around 7 o'clock. So thanks for making the adjustment. And I apologize for the air conditioning. Or are you guys all right? No. Okay, see, I shouldn't have brought it up. Some people don't think they're hot until you tell them they're hot. Like children. For all of my dates and deets and links and showtimes, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
From the corrections department, using Anna Faris in Last Man Standing was a real minefield. She is not in Scary Movie 5, but she is in Brokeback Mountain, and she appears very briefly at the end of 22 Jump Street. Yeah, apologies to everyone who's hurt by these mistakes. As you can see, we've got three guest chairs up here today, and I've got two lovely guests, which means that one of you could end up in that third seat for the entire show. Yeah, so now, hold up your name tag if you desire to be that person. If you have stage fright, don't do it. Just for sheer size and that so many things are attached to it, including, it looks like, DVDs. A DVD and a Blu-ray you've attached to the poster. And you change it to Swiss Army Mike.
No, Mark.
Mark, sorry, Mark. Oh, okay, yeah. M-A-R-C, got it. Okay, dude, come on up here. Use those stairs right over there.
Yeah,
Charface, you want to play? Come on up, Charface. And we need one more. What's this No Country for Old Men thing say? Love it, don't understand it, but get on up here. All right, those three people are going to play a quick game to determine who our third guest is today. Come on up, Mark. Why so shy? Char. And I'm sorry, what's your name?
Bo.
Bo. Is that short for something?
Borana.
Borana. Okay, sorry I asked. How did your parents come up with that name? Use your mic voice.
I don't know.
Really? You've never discussed it with them?
No, that's never come up.
Okay. Let's start with Mark there down on the end. What's your last name, Mark?
Wongust.
Mark Wongust. And what else is attached to your name tag over there?
It's a bunch of candy and stuff. I just came from an event that happened this morning. It's called Walk for Israel, where a bunch of Jews just walk around downtown giving away free stuff.
I bet that smelled great. But like casually dressed Jews like yourself, not
yes.
the not Hasidic Jews.
Correct.
Okay.
Urban Jews.
Because
yes.
that would be uncomfortable.
Very.
I live in Los Angeles. We have the Fairfax district where Hasidic Jews are walking around all the time, and I feel so bad for them because it's so hot, and
yeah,
they have so many layers, and then they have to also have a hat on, have to, right?
Right.
Is that what you have a hat on today?
No.
It was your own personal choice.
Correct.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
Well, I was working distribution. That's why I have the DVD and Blu-ray for this, because my distribution, or the distribution company I work for, distributed here in Canada, But right now, I'm a student at York University, and the university's been on strike for 13 weeks.
Oh, I did not know about that.
Yeah.
So you really need to win these prizes today.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. Char, what's your last name?
It's Charlene, and my last name is Born, like the movies.
Borat? Oh, Born. You said Born.
Born, yes, yeah, like okay. The movies.
Okay. And what do you do?
I work in a retail store that sells outdoor adventure goods.
It sells what?
Outdoor adventure goods, so backpacks, tents, oh, okay. Travel, that kind of thing.
All right. Yeah. Hi, Borana.
Hi, Doug.
What's your last name?
I'm Borana Macri.
Macri?
Macri.
Macri.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do?
I work in healthcare, and I'm a part-time comedian.
A part-time what?
Comedian.
For reals?
So yeah, a little bit.
You know, that's the sort of thing you should either dive in or get out.
I know. It's one foot in, one foot out.
All right. Well, good luck to all three of you today. What we're going to do to determine who gets to stay up here is play a little game of Last Man Stanton. We have a... couple people I pre-selected from Twitter who say they have suggestions for a great Last Man Stanton name. Let's see if that's true. Where is Dosta Nuggles? Is there a person, D-O-S-T-A-N-U-G-G-L-E-S? Didn't make it? Got trampled by a bunch of Jews? Funny joke, no matter what group he was talking about. All right. Sorry that you didn't make it, but hopefully you'll hear this episode and go, oh, I got picked. Good for me. So it's a good thing I have a backup. Where's Jule Nguyen? Yeah, that's you? Did I pronounce it right? Julie? But you spell it J-U-L-E-I-G-H. For fun. Man, that's a it's an interesting type of fun. And you have a suggestion for us, for a name to play. And let me just say to everybody on stage, I have no idea what she's going to say, but whatever it is, we have to play unless all three of you shake your heads. If all three of you can't name a movie this person's in, then I'll have to find a new name. But I think Julie's gonna nail it. What do you got?
Hugh Jackman,
perfect. For fun, I like to call him Huge Ackman. Like, wouldn't that be a great porn name? All right. We'll start with Borana, since you're sitting closest to me and you're a lady.
Les Miserables?
What?
Les Miserables?
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with my hearing today. Charlene.
Wolverine.
Yeah. We got Mark.
I'm going to go with Deadpool 2.
Okay. Sneaky.
Small cameo, but mm-hmm. Still.
Yeah, okay. No spoilers. That already is a spoiler, but I guess it's been out for a couple weeks.
It's been out for a couple weeks. Solo's right. The next blockbuster.
I mean, they show a figurine of him at the very beginning, so that you could almost call that an appearance right there. So we won't say anything further. We're back to Borana.
X-Men? Can I do another one? I don't know if it's full title.
I just said before saying, are you satisfied with that answer? Because it's correct. Charlene?
Swordfish.
Yes. Mark?
X2, X-Men United.
Okay, you don't have to show off, Mark. With your full titles, Borana?
Logan?
Uh-huh. We're back to Charlene. She looks intense. Nail-biting is happening. My hoodie's coming off.
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Meow.
Sorry to distract you with all this sexiness.
I think it's called The Greatest Showman.
I think you're right.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Hey, what's going on with this device right here? Yeah. Film the show? No. But that's a great ending for what you got. Charlene bought you a few seconds.
No, I answered.
No, no, she said
The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yeah, you did. Mark?
X-Men 3, The Last Stand.
Bo?
Was this said already? X-Men Days of Future Past?
Nobody said it.
Is it that one?
Okay. Charlene?
God, you guys talk too fast.
No audience answers, please.
X-Men 4.
Let me stop you right there. They don't have numbers.
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, is that it for you?
I think that's it.
Oh, let's hear it for Charlene, everybody. Whichever you prefer, you can continue to sit there, and I'll probably call your name every round, or you can go back to your seat, but you will have to go back to your seat sometime soon. Mark?
I'm going to keep going with the X-Men train, go X-Men First Class.
Okay. I've lost track of him at this point. I mean, what? People are saying he's not in it.
He has a cameo.
Right? He shows up in it.
He has a cameo in it.
All right. Okay, settle down, everybody.
We said Wolverine.
Yeah. And we said Logan, and we said a few other ones.
I'm confusing
who's
him
talking
with
out there?
Hugh, the other Hugh.
Lori?
Yeah, he gets confused for Hugh Laurie a lot.
Let me think. He was in.
Oh, I love it. I love this build up. Remember that one?
There's that one where he's all, with the...
Hey!
Was he in Enchanted?
No.
Was he in Pride and Prejudice?
Maybe, but you already said Enchanted. Yes, so that means Mark is our winner. Thank you, Bo-Rana and Charlene. Good game. We'll put your name tags back in play out there in the audience. You never know what might happen.
I had a couple more. Can I be a show-off or no?
What's that?
I had a couple more. Can I be a show-off?
Well, there's also X-Men Origins Wolverine, right?
Yep.
And what's another one?
The Wolverine, unless...
Wolverine.
Then the other two I had are kind of related. Caden Leopold and Butter.
In what way are they related?
Hugh Jackman does the commercial in Caden Leopold where it's about rich creamery butter.
Okay, I hope you get back to work soon because... That's a man with some time on his hands. Please just step off into the wings. I'll give you an official introduction. You can leave your name tag thing there. You don't have to...
You can use the DVDs and
Blu-ray
for the prize bag if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, shit. I already forgot Mark's last name. Wagamas? What? Wine glass? Listen to you guys with your racist guesses. I'll just call him Mark for now. Mark, what is it? Oh, he's back there chatting. Wine gust. Nobody got it right. I'm going to also have to check with him on how to spell that. All right, here we go. Please give it up for Mike Weingust, Kayla Lorette, and Mark Forward. right.
Oh, guys.
We've already chatted with Mark a little bit, learned about him. And how do I spell your last name?
Was I there?
What's that?
Oh, this guy's Mark.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have picked a Mark.
Hold on. Are you a she or a K?
I'm a K.
So I'm a C. So
that'll be
okay,
good.
So we'll just call you
help.
The C word.
Yeah.
And how do you spell your last name, though?
W-I-N-E, like a glass of wine, and G-U-S-T, like gust of wind.
Wow.
Shut up.
Wow. You should be the first name on the list at every cocktail party. Because he's a wine guest. Sitting to my left, everybody. First time on the show, so treat her nicely. It's Kayla Lared, everybody.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys. Oh, it's warm in here. I shouldn't have worn this quilted dress.
Yeah, it is quilted now that you mention it. I thought you were looking so summery.
Yeah, no.
And that you'd be the most comfortable panelist.
No, it's a thick fabric.
All right. And how do you feel like you'll do in the competition today? Are you a movie trivia person at all?
Yeah, we'll see. I did just kind of Google earlier popular movies and read a list and went, okay, let's hope that sticks. But I feel like something will come.
This is a tough show to cram for. I used to do like categories where it was about whose birthday it was today, celebrities whose birthday it was. And then this one guy, Matt Bearden, I'm not going to name names, down in Austin, Texas, where I'll be next Saturday, he would just look up celebrity birthdays that day and come in. So as soon as I got caught on to him doing that, I stopped doing it.
That's an unfun energy. Yeah.
He's a great guy, but he figured out a way to, anyway. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God, thank you.
And let's also say hello to, with a K, Mark Forward.
Thanks. I kind of like that there's two Marks this time, because then when I read Reddit and hear how much Mark sucked on the show, I won't know if it's me.
Was Reddit really mean to you?
Oh, yeah, they hate me. They apparently thought I was intoxicated on the show, but...
Nope, that's just you.
That's just me. So I got really drunk this time. So hopefully I'll come across sober.
You might as well.
And I'm sticking with the hoodie, no matter how fucking hot it is in here.
Yeah.
Well, thank God you have shorts on. That's at least your knees are nice and cool.
Thanks. Oh, you
have
temperature.
No, you have very. Yeah, you have cool knees.
Oh, I thought you were impressed by my knees.
Yeah, you got some sick knees on you, man.
Real beauties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're all right. Developing a bit of psoriasis, but we'll get over it.
Okay. So, Mark has offered up the.
just take them off. There we go.
Yeah, the two, and I love it because, you know, anyone would be frustrated if they only had a VCR or a Blu-ray machine, and this way they have both, so that no matter what, they've got one to watch.
Why would you use a VCR for a disc?
Listen, Mark, if that's the kind of back talk that I'm going to be getting the entire time, VCR.
I'm glad someone's emerging as kind of the villain early on.
Oh, sure, blame the Jew.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
See, I was going to say, let's not make it about race, and he went right for it. So it's good to have a de facto Jacob Sieroff on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a black man, I'm offended. I just assume most of your listeners don't know me.
That's going to be the first entry on Reddit. He was black and drunk. Kayla, what do you have for the old prize bag today?
Oh my goodness, guys. I'm excited. These are things from my house. Didn't have to go anywhere. Okay, the first thing up is, I love this. We got the screenplay for My Dinner with Andre. So if you and your friends
in book
wanna,
form,
yeah. Yeah. So if you and your friends want to put on a stage show yeah. or something,
yeah. If you or if you just want to sit down on a nice afternoon and read a conversation,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's dense and yeah, it really jumps off the page. So yeah.
Oh wow! It's even got stage directions. The waiter brings the wine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that happens again.
I haven't seen this movie in so long. Do they get drunk during it?
No, I feel like they do. I mean, it gets weird, but I don't feel like they get drunk.
Yeah, I guess Wallace Shawn pretty... getting drunk is kind of inconceivable.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. And what else have you got?
Okay, the other thing I got is, 1 year for Halloween, I thought I wanted to go as Neil Young, so I made a pono. That's a cardboard pono.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his music listening device. Apparently, it's as good as vinyl. So that's fun for you guys. And the last thing I have is a very threatening pin I received at an improv festival that says, "Ask me about improv, but only if you've got a few hours." No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of answer...
take that long, I don't
take a few hours.
It.
Like, yeah. If somebody said to me, "What's improv?" I'd go, "Don't worry about it."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Should be quick.
If you don't know, there's no reason to get into it. I have a copy of one of my albums, Smug Life. A t-shirt that says Bushmills on it, the Irish whiskey. Oh, this is interesting. A female condom. Yeah, it's just, I think it's just like a bag.
Wait, would you care to explain how you got that, though?
So you got to plan ahead with that, right? Like, she's got to grow a dick?
Yeah.
What?
Like, we're going to have sex in 6 months because I'm going to grow a dick.
I got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a Doug Loves Movies sticker. A pipe from Peacemaker that I thought was small enough that customs wouldn't have any issues with it. I was right. And what do you have, Mark?
Oh, what do I have?
Yeah.
So far down there.
Get that bag
I've
here
got
tonight.
Some moose droppings chocolate and tiny little maple syrups because I like to destroy the planet every time I have pancakes. And some silly putty. And a pack of Always 8 Ultra Thin. So, and a loony that you can buy my comedy special on Vimeo for 99 cents. Thank you. Under a dollar. So you can keep the penny.
I mean, I don't mean to...
yeah, what's up?
Trump your spectacular loony, but... all the way from California, I've got a coin that says Westworld on it.
Oh,
but it does look Canadian, so you might be able to spend it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you might be able to trick somebody.
My special actually accepts those as well.
Oh. Mark's doing great. Yeah.
Yeah. Old Chuck E. Cheese coins, we'll take anything. It's hot.
All of that's in the prize bag, and somebody's going to win it in a little while. But first, I know I'm so abusive with it. I hope I didn't break the pono. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, a broken pono. You know what question I'm going to ask everybody, right, Mark with a C?
Yeah.
That's Mark with a K.
Well, the hijinks. Oh, no.
Can I just call you Hat? Would that be easier?
Sure.
Okay, Hat.
Aw, I was going to wear a hat today.
I think that's a pretty cool sounding name, Hat.
Get off me!
Wait, was that anti-Semitic, what you just did?
Black man won't do a hat.
Oh, no, I just feel like, don't do that again. You get one, and then let's move on from it. Yeah.
Listen, Hat, everybody here is dying to know, what was the last movie you saw?
It was in this very theater. It was Showgirls on 35mm.
Oh. You know what? On 35mm, say that after you mention a good movie. There's no reason to point out what format when it was in when you're watching it garbage.
It was my first time seeing it. Ooh. When was the last time that you saw it?
It's been a minute. Are you going to try to tell me it's good or some shit?
It's not shit.
Which chair?
What do you mean it's not shit?
Which chair were you sitting in?
That
one right there?
Yeah.
I meant when you saw it.
Oh, sixth row, that in the center.
Oh, my God.
That's too close to Elizabeth Berkley's performance. She acts in that movie from the very first scene like Christian Bale when he got mad on the set of that Terminator movie. She is just at like 11 angry-wise from jump.
Oh, but the camp, like her camp performance is what makes the film, at least in the first 20 minutes. Then it just keeps
it's
going.
Great, yeah. It made the film and it ruined her life, really, yeah. Kind of after that. But
and yet Calvin McLaughlin still gets work.
You know, that jacuzzi wasn't even turned on. All of those bubbles were just from their frenetic sex, like sex making.
Love the sex making.
Yeah. Great.
All right. Well, I'll give you that it's fun to watch, I guess, but...
No, it's not. What are we doing?
God. It's art, Mark.
Why are
it's
we
art.
Just giving in to this fucking guy? No, it's a piece of shit.
Why? Why is it a piece of shit?
Oh, my God.
You don't
God,
like
dude.
When they... Like when she beats the shit out of that guy that looks like that other pop singer?
Yeah.
No, I hated all of it. Point of that movie is to arouse me and get me right?
Is it?
I don't think it is.
Please.
I think Starship Troopers is sexier than Showgirls.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I think it's nice to imagine women eating dog food and, you know, it's such a lovely thing.
When she was thrashing around in that hot tub, like his penis was 14 feet long.
No, that was just the pole with a net on the end of it that they used to clean.
Yeah.
Get all the leaves out. Of her, not the jacuzzi.
She was fucking the skimmer.
You know what? I'm going to lose 10 pounds during this show, so it's a win-win. You guys think it's hot out there. Also... Isn't it fun how, like, there's a lady in a red top over there? Doesn't it look like she has her own special light?
Yeah.
Like she's, like, just an angel from heaven came to watch a show. And then the very same thing on the opposite side. Hi, lady.
So nice.
She's got a similar top but in a different color.
Beautiful, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what was the last great movie? Let me fix the question. Now, what was the last movie you saw, Mark, with a K?
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Star Wars. I know.
You finally got around to it?
Yeah, I finally got around to it, and I saw it. It's pretty good. They got some good characters.
You mean Solo, a Star Wars story?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. That'll be
talking New
six,
Hope, or what is
six
this?
6 to 8 months for that one. I like to take my time with film.
Where did you watch the first Star... You're talking New Hope, the very first Star Wars
movie? No, God, no. I saw that one.
So you just called them all Star Wars?
Yeah, they're all Star Wars.
Good luck in the games today.
They're all Star Wars. Actually, every movie I see, I call Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Citizen Kane was the best Star Wars I ever saw.
What did you think of the scenes in Star Wars where they had to be really quiet, otherwise a monster would come out of nowhere and attack them?
It was great.
Okay. And Kayla, what was the last motion picture you saw in any format?
Oh, well, I'll
just
be
the off. Most recent.
Yeah, the most recent was The Square.
Oh.
Which is so good.
Aren't you cultured along with this one dude in the second
row? I know. Really going to rely on you for support tonight.
From the same filmmaker, same guy that made Force Majeure,
yeah,
which was huge, and I never saw it. And then
I lied about seeing Force Majeure so many times.
Because cool people have seen it.
I know what the thing is about it, so I was like, oh, yeah, so great. But not seen it.
I heard Force Majeure is like The Office if it took place during an avalanche.
Yeah, that's what I've
just
been saying.
Just awkward avalanche comedy.
What words are you guys saying?
Star Wars.
Vajavur? What?
Force majeure. Force majeure. Star Wars had now.
Why do you look like you're going to pounce at me?
I know. It's very good. It's very aggressive.
Such a weird way to sit.
I'm trying to get comfortable.
Okay, well, I'm going to make it worse.
Okay. but what about the, what was it called?
What was that movie?
The one we saw?
Bonjour.
The Square?
The Square.
Yeah.
Yeah, was The Square good?
Yeah, The Square is so good.
I heard it's super long, though.
But it goes by, I think. Yeah. I think it clips long. It's really good. It's really funny. Oh, I loved it. Yep. Not fun for us
nominated
to laugh
for,
at.
It was nominated for Best Foreign Film at the Oscars, and, you know.
Yeah, you got your Elizabeth Moss in there. Dominic West. Love to see that face continue to crinkle. And, it's great. It's about, like, modern art, but it's very funny. This isn't fun, guys. See it. It's nice. It's a good movie.
I'm going to see Force Majeure and The Square, probably in a double bill, while I am sleeping. Mm-hmm. Just turn them on and go to bed. Well, thanks for answering that question, you guys. And now it's time to move forward in the show. Turn it off, Bert. Because I'm about to say, let the games begin!
Oh my God.
The name tags are up. So please, each and every one of you, go select a name tag you wish to play for. Mark with a C, are you here with somebody?
No.
Okay, good. So you won't cheat and pick their name tag. And and you got a drink waiting for you down here if you take that guy's name tag.
That is my drink. He's just trying to bribe me.
Yeah,
it's a T-shirt.
But go ahead and go.
Can you walk around?
Yeah, go pick the name tag you want to play for, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these words.
Why am I stupid?
Hey, no sponsors this ep, so I'm going to go ahead and read off some more road dates, and you can go ahead and fast forward if you don't want to come see me live. On June 24th, I'll be at the Rio Theater in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, doing a Doug Loves Movies taping with three special guests, followed by a Benson movie interruption of Twilight Part 5. I know that's not the correct title. June 30th, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the Rex Theater, Doug Loves Movies at 420. Columbus, Ohio, The Funny Bone, Doug Loves Movies at 420. Cincinnati, we're doing a double. We're doing stand-up at 420. Bring your name tags, because you could win a spot in the Doug Loves Movies taping that same night at 8 o'clock. At Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm doing my annual Dabs Day show in Ann Arbor this year at the AA Comedy Showcase. And I'm also doing another Doug Loves Movies during Comic-Con on July 18th. That's in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, home of Eddie the Eagle. And I'm doing stand-up, it's been a while, Reno, Nevada, on July 22nd at Pioneer Center. And as you know, there's lots more dates, and they're all at douglovesmovies.com. Back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Name tags have been chosen. Everyone was nice and relatively quiet during the process. I appreciate that.
So nice.
I hated it.
I hated it too. That is awful.
So people get really frustrated that they have to just pick one.
I got told that's
that why
a
you usually
idiot.
Just pick one that's got something you like attached to it.
Yeah, I just gave up.
Did anyone
and
call
at
you
lights.
A stupid idiot? Because I got called a stupid idiot.
Someone said that?
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't pick their name tag?
Stupid idiot.
I think this woman's being nice, Mark.
Yeah, you're wearing a shirt. That's not, these people did work. They didn't, they also got dressed and found time to make stuff.
Who's the stupid idiot now?
Yeah.
Good.
You did drive a long way, though. I appreciate that.
Oh, where'd you?
Yeah, I could see from your mime training.
Oh, here's a donut.
Mark the Hat, who are you playing for?
I've got Made in Manhattan, and the guy attached a mop to the thing.
Were you in the market for a mop?
No, but it was enticing. Just before you announced, like, go pick your name tags, I immediately saw that, because you can't miss a mop. And I've never had this much power before.
Uh-oh.
So I had to go around the stage and make sure... Oh, thank you. And, like, I've never had this much power before, so I had to go around the theater to make sure...
Mark knows his way around a microphone, Mark.
This is being recorded for other people.
I've never had this much power before.
Okay.
Now it's too close. Okay.
Yeah. Stop saying powerful. Your peas are popping. So Dan is who you're playing for.
Correct.
Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Do I got to keep the mop afterwards or do you need it?
Don't keep it. Wow, you just got a mop.
Cool.
Keep doing shows like this, you won't have to go back to work. Or you can get a new job and show up ready. Need any janitors? I've got a mop.
That's a short mop.
Yeah, and I'm not comfortable with you just holding that the whole time, so just lay it down. Lay down your weapon, please. Oh, it sounds like a really cheap mop.
Who's sick of their mops being tall?
He got it at the dollar store on sale. Who are you playing for, Mark Forward?
Who's mopping and like, this mop is too tall? Quinn, I'm playing for Quinn, but I kind of cheated because I've signed this.
You've already picked this name tag or just signed it?
I think I just signed it, and you've signed it as well.
Oh, okay. So he's been to a show
and
that we were both on.
And he gave me donuts, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheers.
And what do you got, Kayla?
Well, wow, look at this. Okay.
Oh, looks like a lot of melted candies.
So some deformed candies. Is it Caddy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then it's really working. Caddyshack. Yeah, look at that. Look here on it, too.
Little Jeff Tate there is the gopher.
Isn't that nice?
Perfect casting.
It also came with some Sour Patch Kids cherry blasters, so, you know. I'm really excited, Caddy. I'm sorry it's not going to go well for you, but great sign. Thank you so much.
I'm also confused by the amount of flamingo lights.
I love it.
Cheers.
Very good.
Completely. Stupid answer.
That golf course.
I know.
That golf course is in Florida? I never knew that.
Yeah, they
shot it. Did they mention Florida in the movie?
No.
I don't think they do.
They shot it in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's great, Caddy.
But
I
don't think it was actually...
I think it was supposed to be in the Midwest somewhere.
Correct.
Okay.
But they only had a short time to shoot it.
I feel
hurricane
hotter.
Hurricane season was coming as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I know a lot about Caddyshack. Because I just watched Star Wars. That's the documentary.
Let me look ahead real quick. Let me just make sure. Yeah, Caddyshack's not going to come up for the rest of the show. What is going to come up?
Just don't watch Caddyshack 2.
Mark, hot take.
Watch Showgirls. Don't watch Caddyshack 2.
Really?
So if you have Showgirls is funnier than Caddyshack 2. For sure.
You had one movie for the rest of your life and you could pick one of those. You'd watch Showgirls?
Yeah, if it was just one movie, I'd do the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Over Caddyshack 2?
I would. I would dispose of both of them. Good sir, I will break your rules, genie.
All right, this first game we're going to play is a brand new game that I just thought of. And I know you guys wanted to hear some of your favorites, which you will shortly, I think. But this game, I'm excited about it because it's called Last Movie I Saw. None of you know. I did not discuss it backstage. You don't know what the last movie I saw was. You don't know if I watched it in my hotel room or went to a cinema like Scotiabank or some shit like that, which is very confusing because the other day I tried to watch a movie in a bank. all right, so here's how this is going to work. Each of you gets one guess of all the movies that have ever been made. We'll start with Kayla.
Oh, great.
Name any movie that you think might be the last movie I saw.
Okay, let's look into your eyes. There's a darkness there. Oh, no. Blocked. He put sunglasses on. Such a visual show.
I love.
Okay, I'm going to go with the last movie you saw was... Ooh.
I strangely feel a little cooler now. In more ways than one.
Cool branded sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, they say Tito's on them.
Okay. Let's go with it was in a hotel and location works, too. I get an extra point. In a hotel, and let's go with Alien.
Okay.
Hard to think that's good or bad, really.
That's something I would definitely do. Yeah. And every time I still go, why do they keep looking for the cat? Mark Forward, what do you think the last movie I saw was?
Okay, but did you watch something before you came here to make it more difficult? Do you know what I mean? Like,
why would that make it more difficult?
Like if you put on some French foreign film.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like I'm gonna.
Oh, do I go out of my way to watch something? Yeah, it'd be hard to guess.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Cool. Solo. Solo.
Full title.
Solo. A Star Wars Story.
Now, before Mark with a hat guesses. If none of you guess correctly, then I'm going to start reading clues to the movie I saw, and it's open to all three of you to guess as often as possible till somebody gets it right.
That's good.
No audience guesses, please, but let's see if Mark can just end it right now.
I thought it was hours and hours of us just guessing every film ever made. That's good to clarify that.
The clues should be helpful, at least.
Thank you.
At least the later clues.
The way you just build that up, it just seems like you're setting me up for failure.
No, you could get it right. You might say the movie that I happened to watch today without telling anybody that I saw it. You might figure it out somehow.
Is there Netflix in your hotel room?
Oh, we get to ask questions?
No, you don't. Okay.
But you ask.
That's a bit unfair, Doug, because I asked a question and it was allowed.
What was your question?
My question was, did you watch a film on purpose?
That is true.
And now you're shooting down this guy.
All right. Let me answer.
New game.
I'll
it's
answer
a new
his
game.
Question. Netflix is anywhere I go. It's on my phone.
Yeah, you idiot. Now you've taken questions out of the game. Think.
I'm going to go with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the documentary, and you saw it at the TIFF Bell Lightbox.
Okay, you don't have to be that specific, but I do like that facility. I walk by, though, and the marquee, I read everything on and go, don't know what any of that means. This place is showing some really cool shit. Okay, so I'm happy to say, so that this game can continue, none of you got it right.
Okay.
So now, just open to guesses as soon as you think you know it, and you can, you know, guess as often as you like, as long as you're on stage and you have a microphone. First of all, this first clue I wrote to try to trick somebody into saying Solo because I saw this movie alone.
That narrows it down.
It was the second time that I have seen it.
Okay.
Ooh. Jaws.
It's not a terrible guess. I've seen that more than once. And I have Netflix in my hotel room.
I'm gonna kick myself if it's Star Wars.
The answer will not just be those two words. Matt Damon is in this movie.
Good Will Hunting.
Batman. Ah, no, his brother's in it. Sorry.
In America, World Police.
I got it mixed up. It's his brother that's in Batman.
There is a person. This movie has a reference to Taylor Swift's cats, Olivia and Meredith.
Oh, boy. Huh. Oh, poor
Matt Damon
and it's
Taylor
on
cats.
A shirt. Oh,
The Accountant.
Deadpool 2.
That is the correct answer. Deadpool 2.
Now, I will admit, I did see Deadpool 2 as an advanced screening, but I fell asleep after the first third and woke up for the mid-credit scene.
Oh no.
Whoa.
No, it's fun. No, you guys, it's fun when we create a negative narrative, not for you to do it.
Wow.
We make fun. You nice, quiet.
You just turned into red.
Or they're still guessing what the last movie I saw was because they said Get Out. But I just want to address this lady here in the second seat over from the end. You've been commenting out loud about everything, and I really need it to stop. Have you heard Doug Loves Movies? You have. Okay, I don't think you have. Because I think you'd notice that the audience doesn't say stuff continuously, just occasionally, when asked. Okay? Are you drunk? Okay. Because I was trying to give you an excuse.
I'm wasted.
Yeah.
So drunk.
He's wasted.
Yeah.
But please, see, you're talking right now. See, do you understand that? It's no talking or do it elsewhere. Okay, I'll give you that one because it did feel like you were answering what I just said. Deadpool 2 is the answer!
So hang on, I haven't seen it. Is Batman in that movie? Did you just wreck it for everyone?
It's funny that you should say that because there is a reference to Batman. A very funny one. More than one, I think, but at least one. And since you slept through it, I'll just tell you at one point, Wade Wilson is wearing a T-shirt and it says Olivia and Meredith on it and has pictures of cats. And it was this, you know, the second time when I thought to myself, those are Taylor Swift's fucking cats. Because they're named after Olivia Benson and Meredith Grey from television.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know way too much about Taylor Swift. My other clues are going to be, and Matt Damon, you know, spoiler, appears briefly in it. And then the final clue was going to be the guy who plays Thanos is in it. I was hoping that would tip it.
Those were the three clues?
Would. Yeah.
There was not a clue after that clue?
You probably wouldn't have done well with all the clues.
Oh, yeah, thank God Mark's here.
Thank God this weirdo is here, man.
It's nice. It's actually quite nice.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts! This is a spelling game, sort of. I'm going to give you a letter, and you have to name any movie that begins with that letter. But I always try to cook up a theme for this thing. Today we're going to spell the filmmaker many know as Quentin Tarantino. We're going to spell his last name, Tarantino. You know why I thought of this for today? Because his last name should be Toronto. In my opinion.
Yes. Quentin
Toronto.
That would
Toronto. Be even cooler.
Cool name.
Not to confuse anybody, his name is spelled differently than Toronto. And so the first letter is going to go to Mike, then we'll, Mark with a C, and then we'll go to Mike with a K, and...
Mike, yeah.
Yeah, see what I did?
It's hard.
And then Kayla, also with a K.
Yeah.
But we'll start with you, Mark's with a C and a hat. Name any movie that begins with the letter T.
The Avengers from 1998.
The one with Uma Thurman?
Yes.
Why did you complicate the so difficult? You know what I mean? Like, how are you getting through life doing this? You took the, and there's shit all over it. You know what I mean?
Oh, look at me. I got other words that don't need to be there.
The thing. Done. Get over it.
The thing from which year? I just realized the Pono was safe. It's sitting on the table. It wasn't even in the bag when I threw it on there. The movie I chose to go with for the is called The Rock. Or for T, rather. A is your letter. Mark A. Forward, name any movie begins with the letter A. Your first clue for the theme is The Rock.
Uh-oh.
So like a lot of people would be
not
like...
Not so easy,
no,
right?
No, I took a minute because I didn't... That was a clue. A Bug's Life.
Okay. I went with a sports documentary called Amateur.
Clever. Amateur.
And we'll see about that.
Wow.
We'll see how clever it is. R is the next letter for Kayla.
Okay, let's go with a nice, sturdy rampage.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, soft claps. Thank you. I'll take it. Thank you.
I went with a movie called Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, the theme. Fuck, yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, oh, I fucked up. Yeah.
Mark with a C and a hat.
Anger Unchained.
What? Of course, the letter is A.
But the D is silent, right?
Right, but the J is not.
I'm trying to pick up on the theme here.
No, you're not.
Is that your final answer?
No, I'll go with Aliens.
Okay. I went with a movie called... I don't know why somebody in the audience was so disturbed by that answer.
Well, because he was going with the theme.
At least he's still
Django
in the
game. Unchained and Aliens. So he's that's his train of thought. Do you know what I mean? How are those two movies the same?
They both have...
Don't.
Oh, okay. For A, I went with a movie called American Federale, another documentary. So we're back to the letter, or we're at the letter N now.
N.
For Mark Forward.
N.
N.
Night Shift.
Oh, love that movie. Classic. I decided to go with, strange choice on my part, but Natural Born Killers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, T is the next letter, Kayla.
Got that vibe. Okay, let's, I don't know, Tornado?
Is there a movie called
Tornado? Do you mean Twister?
Oh, shit.
Tornado Twister, same thing.
Yeah, wow.
Or do you mean the Hurricane?
No, I meant Twister. And I said what it is. I regret it. I guess I'm out. Sorry, Candy.
Oh, don't say you're out. Just say that you failed.
I failed. And right. I accept it, and it's nice.
You're doing great.
It's so hot in here.
So what's your T answer?
Yeah.
Did you switch it to Twister?
Yeah, I did. Actually, okay. I did say Twister.
Okay, good. I went with True Romance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I for you, Mark, with a hat. Time to take this whole thing down.
Take this whole thing down. I feel like that's a clue.
It's not. But
it's, not. Yeah, it's not. It was me just God, feeling confident that you figured out what's going on.
He's trying to move
people
it
in the audience know what it is.
Uh-oh.
You'd be the worst detective.
It's an eye, and I know it. I feel the theme. I'm just blanking on it.
It.
From which year?
Oh, God.
Hey, this isn't really a spoiler, I don't think. The guy who plays Pennywise in the It movie is in Deadpool 2.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm always excited when I figure shit like that out, because who should know what that guy looks like? He's covered in clown makeup the whole time.
Is he a SARS guard?
Mm-hmm.
Those
scars. Or SARS.
Right.
Did he bring the wine? Oh. Huge callback. Huge callback.
I feel like I've got it now.
Okay.
Great. Inglourious Basterds.
That is correct.
Yay! I just feel I didn't even know what the puzzle pieces were making, and he was out looking for more puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He makes this puzzle harder on himself. Yeah.
There should be 14 horses, not one.
Let me break it down for you. The Rock was script doctored by Quentin Tarantino. Amateur is a sports documentary where, for some reason, they thank him in the end credits. We all know Reservoir Dogs, of course. American Federale is another documentary where he gets a thank you. Natural Born Killers, True Romance, and Glorious Bastards. For the next end, I went with Natural Born Killers again. And then for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, his next movie. Congratulations, Mark, with a hat. You did it.
Yay, Mark.
That's so childish. Just go on.
They're going for it. Yeah, they're going for it. Yeah.
For the listener at home, Mark Forward has just rejected my high five.
For the listener at home, I'm going to do the DVD. I can't just let the moment go. I need to control it and understand it and regurgitate it.
This chemistry is so sweet. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Oh, I'd fuck him hard if I could.
Oh, shit. I was telling that guy to turn off his phone, stop recording the show. In my pocket just now, I took 123 photos.
Did it change? Did your pocket
And it didn't drain
evolve?
The battery that much, strangely. Yeah.
Could you imagine looking at them all and then there was like a little guy in there? Just on one of them. There was a little guy in your pocket.
I got some really good shots of my Visine. Which I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, sponsorship pending, really.
I shouldn't keep that in the same pocket with my phone, probably, but I do. All right, you guys. Hoo-wee.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah, I'm unwell. It's very.
I feel like we're in a church in Southern America. Everybody's
so many people
fanning themselves.
Fanning themselves.
Ah, dear Lord.
Yeah. I always forget, like, from the past, shows where I felt incredibly hot, you know, warm on stage. I just sort of, you know, walk away from it after it's over. But this one might stick in my head.
I'm going to auction off my T-shirt. I'm going to auction it off. Anybody wants to buy my T-shirt, I'm going to stick it in a freezer after. Will contain all my lard.
Let's put it in the prize bag.
Wow. Yeah.
Who wants to win Mark's lard?
Yeah, let's get that bag wet.
A bag of lard. I could give you a couple bags of lard if we're being honest.
Cool.
Oh, God, I got to
cool hookup. Okay.
Take care of myself.
Yeah. This was a nice kind of emotional check-in. Maybe let's carry on.
Hey, you know what? Everyone in the audience knows what we look like, and they've, you know, heard the podcast, obviously. Can we turn the lights on the stage, like, down a little bit? Is that possible? That might make it cooler in here for everybody.
Let's just turn them off.
In fact, yeah, when a movie's playing, you don't have all these lights on, right? So let's try that if we can.
Oh, someone is running up the stairs right now in this heat.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody.
Oh!
Oh,
What?
Right back again.
Were those our options? Off, lower, or back to where they were. I swear there was a good one in there. Just not this one. Try again. Please. Okay, that's off. Can you still see us?
That's.
There. I feel like the bald guy in Logan. Oh, wait, there's two bald guys in Logan. Gotta be more specific. So that's it? We can't, those are the options? Is other
it's
darkness,
just off for a bit.
Off or this?
I'm still wearing a black hoodie.
Because I swear, the off works for me better than this. If you can do it.
Yeah, the off was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Felt intimate.
Yeah, turn them off. Shut them down.
Let's try that. I'll use my flashlight on my
turn
phone.
Turn them down.
Unless it's really hard for you and you're really stressed out that we keep asking for this. Is there...
Oh, can you imagine, like, if it's really painful to touch the switch?
Well, I don't know.
Quit asking! Quit asking!
You don't know people's hands.
Can we go all off? Can we do it?
Can we just turn them off?
Hey! Wait.
There we go.
Thanks, you guys. I got a little flashlight for for the questions. This is going to be great. I don't need that flashlight from the audience, but thank you.
So refreshing now.
I'm going to breeze out the back of my knees here. That's good. That's very good.
Oh, man. This is relaxing.
This is intimate as hell.
Yeah. So those last 3 minutes are going to be cut, right?
Nah.
You got to leave that stuff in because the listeners have a lot of time to kill. If if you have a long commute, it's fun to listen to people complaining about how hot they are.
Can I bring up something scientific? Like if you're fanning yourself right now, you're actually...
exerting more energy. Yeah.
Not
Mark.
This bullshit. I know you're exerting more energy, but it still feels nice.
No, you're just...
Oh,
actually,
it's back.
What's happening? Ah, come on! What the hell? And now there's a guy just
giving
you a fan.
Thank you.
We just said it exerts more energy, and that's his solution.
Made up a name tag. Now you're playing for him.
And then why the
light? A lot of energy into this.
Why'd the lights come back on? Because everybody clapped?
Oh, God. One's on. Oh, don't like that. Nope.
Did we just go to a rave?
Just off. Just go. Just do the off switch.
Now they're all turning away.
Now they're turning away from us.
So cute.
So actually, the molecules are being stirred when you fan, and it's just making it hotter for the other people that aren't doing it.
Okay.
Anyway, big up to the staff here.
Thank you, guys. I know it's hard.
Here we go. We're going to play a game called Bennington Brady.
Okay.
In this game, I get it. Save your energy. You know, clapping exerts more energy than it cools you.
Yeah. Stop responding.
Yeah, you guys, just sit in quiet, silent. Just try to keep...
Conserve. Real sleep mode.
Everybody
vibe out there.
Sleep mode. All right, so here we go. This game is a game where I'm going to name an actor or actress, and the three of you each get one chance at telling me what movie you think they made is in the top three movies of all time, in their top three, I should say, after adjusting for inflation. That's why it's called Brady, because of the adjusting for inflation part. It's called Bennington because it was named after Ron Bennington, who I will be visiting in his studio at SiriusXM in a few weeks. All right.
Woo!
Great. The first name, and we'll switch the order around. So
okay.
Hat Mark gets to go first, and then Kayla, and then Mark forward, and you each get one guess on the films of Keanu Reeves.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez. I'll go with the first Matrix.
What's that called?
The Matrix.
There's another The movie you could have done.
Kayla?
Oh, God. Let's go, you know what? Mark with a C. I'm going to go with Matrix Reloaded.
Sneaky.
Thanks, guys. Wow.
What do you think there, Mark F?
And we're adjusting for inflation.
Sure we are.
I'm going to go Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Okay, answers are locked in. Coming in at number three, this little motion picture he made called Speed.
The bus.
Number two, worth 2 points, The Matrix.
The bus.
And then number one, worth 3 points, is The Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes.
Two buses.
Okay, so we shift over each round. Hat Mark will get to go first if we make it to a tiebreaker. But we start with Kayla, and we're going to do the films. I'm just going to say it. There's no reason to keep the theme a secret. These are great Canadian actors. And, of course, when you're playing that game these days, you have to say Ryan Reynolds.
Shit.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. There's two or three great Canada jokes in Deadpool 2. So what do you think, Kayla?
Wow. I mean,
Please don't say Deadpool.
I mean, Mark, I know.
Please don't say Deadpool.
I know. I know.
Please don't say Deadpool 2.
Okay, well, I guess then. Ryan Reynolds, is there anything else, really? What a guy. You know he cheated on Alanis Morissette.
You ought to know.
Motherfucker.
It's so funny.
Comedy from the shadows.
Okay, I don't know. Let's just let Mark, you can have it. Let's just go with Deadpool, I guess. I gotta see it.
You're saying Deadpool?
I'm gonna go with Deadpool. Yeah, just original Deadpool.
She's saying Deadpool. Bitch. Mark Ford, what do you think?
I got one hand in my pocket. And another one's jerking off Ryan Reynolds.
Huh? Deadpool 2. Thank you.
Mark C. Mark.
It's hard to think of what he was before Deadpool.
I felt the same way.
I remember 1973. It was a cool breeze coming in the cottage window.
Go get him, Reddit.
I'm going to go with The Proposal.
Oh, fun choice.
All right. Answers are locked in. Coming in at number four, because it's made a lot of money already, but it's only at number four so far, Deadpool 2.
Aha.
Number three.
Do you adjust for a time being out?
No.
Seems like you would have done that. It's only existed for a week, right?
3 days.
Yeah.
Or no, a week and 3 days, I guess.
9 days?
Since the 18th. May.
10 days.
May 17th.
So no, yeah, no.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm just going to put
it's
an
It's still
asterisk.
Raking it in. It's gonna get up there.
Okay, well, I'm going to put
Next
an
Next time
asterisk.
You do the podcast, you're really going to nail it.
Well, I just think it should be said up front that it's not adjusted for...
Ryan Reynolds, number three, is in big trouble. Deadpool 2 is going to pass it any second now because number three is a movie called The Croods.
Yeah, that's how bad Ryan Reynolds' career has been up to Deadpool.
Wait, wait, wait. So where would Green Lantern rank? Because... You know,
so it's a little early for that question. We're still in the round.
I'm just not going to
He's got two more movies.
Yeah.
Maybe it's number one.
Yeah.
I saw Green Lantern in this very theater.
Number two, and this is sad, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the movie where Deadpool is silenced for no good reason. And then, of course, number one is the original Deadpool. So the only points scored on that one was three more for Kayla. Feels like an insurmountable lead, but we'll see what happens when Mark Forward gets to go first. In fact, Mark, if you name the number one movie of this next person, I will give you 6 points.
I hope it's Chewbacca.
They got, you know, in Solo, they got a new young guy to play Chewbacca, even though he's the same size and he's covered in fur. They got a young guy because they don't want Chewbacca to walk around with a cane.
Aww.
Aww. It's the only reason I could think of. I mean, maybe Peter Mayhew was like, I'm not getting in that fucking thing again.
I'm done.
I'm not putting that rug on.
Aw, Chewie with a cane. Cute.
He's not out at a party. Like a Mr. Peanut.
Oh, God. Throw a monocle on Chewie. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a great idea. Somebody Photoshop a top hat and a monocle on Chewie.
Yeah. Oh, so cute. Really promoting eating his own kind, you know.
Mark Forward.
Yeah.
The films of Rachel McAdams, great Canadian actress.
Yeah. Oh, God. You might as well just spoke Spanish to me. I don't even know who that is.
I'll try to help you out. She first came to worldwide attention as Regina George in Mean Girls.
Okay.
Which is now on Broadway, and I saw it, and I loved it.
So
what's your answer? Do you know who she is now?
Can I say Mean Girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay.
I'm going to say Mean Girls.
Okay.
Thank you for helping a brother out.
Who's next?
I forget
which order we were going
in.
Kayla.
Okay, let's go with The Notebook.
Oh.
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
That's where people are dying and stuff and they're writing.
Alzheimer's, yeah. Kissing, yeah.
Wait, you get Alzheimer's from kissing?
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't remember.
Cool guy promoting how much he kisses.
I'll tell you where you get herpes from, though.
And pneumonia.
Fucking Alzheimer's patients. They don't remember where they've been.
See, you're not here for your trivia acumen. Or even, I'm guessing, knowing what the word acumen means.
Rachel McAdams is hard for me.
Is that her name?
All right, Hat Mark. Bring us home.
Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Mm. Cool.
Okay, some applause.
The sequel to The Notebook. He specializes in Alzheimer's.
It's where's that book? Subtitle. I could have sworn it was on the table.
two.
Coming in at number one. Yeah, I'll jump around. I don't care. Because nobody guessed it. Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Huge movie. Huge
so
movie.
Good. She was so good.
So
in that.
Huge, yeah.
At number two, the prequel to Sherlock Gnomes. Sherlock Holmes. With Robert Downey Jr. She was the lady in that.
Oh, in a hat or something. Yeah.
That was a big one, too. And then number three, so at least Mark with a C got to halfway to Kayla's score because Doctor Strange is number three on her list.
Oh. Well done.
So the final score is Mark Forward is here with us today. Mark Weingast got 3 points, and Kayla Lorette, 6 points. She is our winner. Where's that person who you were playing for?
Yeah,
come get your prizes.
Come get your bag. Oh, God. So nice that a woman can use this female condom and the pads. Get the pono.
Yeah, don't forget the pono.
You're going to
congratulations.
Look.
Thank you.
She's going to look sweet with a dick.
Just throwing in one more for Reddit right at the end there. Hey? Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm definitely going to do hashtag sweet dick. What was another phrase we said during the show today that was well received?
Oh, my God.
Acumen?
Shut up, Mark. And I'll spell it both ways.
That's fair.
Mark Weingast, thank you for coming up here and submitting yourself to all this abuse. What do you got to plug, dude? You got anything coming up? Any
I just want
any plans to use that mop for anything? You gonna go play some amateur Quidditch after the show?
I mean, I kind of want to go back to school. No, I don't. Two things I want to plug. I'm on a podcast sometimes called Black Hole Films. A director buddy of mine, Jeremy Lalonde, brings on people to talk about movies that they've never seen. They watch it, and then they talk about it afterwards. And Peter Kablowski, who programs Midnight Madness at TIFF, is doing a campaign to screen Speed Racer for its 10th anniversary on IMAX. Like, they're going to get an IMAX print, show it at the Cinesphere.
Oh,
and
cool.
There's only a few more days in the campaign, and they're... like halfway there.
What needs to happen? Like Speed Racer needs to become good?
Slam.
I know lots of people love Speed Racer. They really committed to the style, and I didn't care for it, but they went for it. And if you're going to watch it, might as well be in IMAX. Right?
I don't
same with My Dinner with Andre.
Oh, it's so... Oh, so
if
nice.
I want to see a piece of shit, I should see it in high quality? Is that what you're saying?
Just as big as possible, because it's very colorful, so at least if you're on the right drugs, it could be a good time. But seriously, how do they... They're trying to raise money to make this happen?
Yeah, it's a fundraiser because they're also donating proceeds to LGBT filmmakers in the community. Because they're trying to pair this with Inside Out. It's a festival that's going on right now.
Nice. Nice. I was afraid they weren't going to applaud. They were thinking about it. Because it's mixed with Speed Racer, right? Like, it's a good cause with Speed Racer. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like... Forget it.
Hashtag shut up, Mark.
Yeah.
Now, what do you got to plug, dude?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's, okay. So, I'm also working on bringing Speed Racer.
Where are you going to show it?
Yeah, I'm going to show it at a drive-in in Oakville on 9th Line.
I'm raising money
to... They all know it because it's the only one.
I'm raising money to hack into NASCAR and just show it instead of NASCAR.
No, I just had my special came out on Vimeo. That's where most big comedians put out their special. on Vimeo a lot.
And it's $1.
It's 99 cents, actually.
Sorry.
So keep the penny.
Did
you don't
Louis
like
C.K.
it, shove it up your ass. What?
Louis C.K. did $1?
Louis C.K. did $5.
Oh, what a fuck.
Yeah. No, I've never masturbated in front of anyone.
I mean, he's got to charge more than $5 for that, doesn't he?
Like, yeah. I caught myself in the mirror once and I stopped. Yeah, so it's on Vimeo. And then don't write me saying, well, why do I have to sign up for Vimeo? Just be it's a dollar, you dick. Unsign the next day. Anyway, unsubscribe to the emails. Just fucking watch it. It's good.
All right.
Exhausted.
And Kayla
and
Lorette,
also,
oh, Jesus.
49 cents will be given to me.
Okay.
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, you just yelled, the show I'm on?
Yeah.
So promote that.
Good
yeah,
for him.
Kayla, Lorette?
Yeah, I did a commercial for the Egg Farmers of Canada last year. So, honestly, check that out. And we got to be eating more eggs. So it's nice to have a platform to talk about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you to all three of my guests. Let's hear it for them. I need to collect up the losing name tags for this last little bit here. Thank you to the Royal Cinema. Oh, wait, which I don't need. Who won? You won. Okay, I don't need that one. You can give the flamingos back if you want.
It's so beautiful.
We forgot to give them to her when she was up here. Thank you to the Royal Cinema and to all you guys for coming out on a very warm day. First warm weekend of the year, I bet, up here. So that's quite a sacrifice you guys made, and I appreciate it very much. And, I've got a plug. I'm going to be doing stand-up at the Improv in Kansas City on Tuesday, June 19th. Bring your name tags. We'll play a little Last Man Stand at that show. And thank you to Boanna and Charlene. And also the nice lady who, after I told her to stop talking, did exactly that. Yeah. And for the record, is not drunk. She's not drunk.
Sober.
What's that?
Sober.
Sober? You're yelling out the word sober?
Yeah.
How many days for you? That's an interesting heckle. It's not one I like to hear because I don't ever perform not drunk. And
sober.
Oh, wow.
He tried to make it cool. Yeah.
Sober! As always, in case he wasn't mentioned, Jerry D is a shithead.
To be honest, that's why I picked that one.
Oh, amazing.
Oh. People who fart in the toilet but still flush because they don't want to disappoint the neighboring stalls are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room